You're on Brisbane's B105. It's the Brad and Max show on this Thursday night.
I'm very excited this week, Brad. Very excited.
Mm.
Albie Mangles is going to be on Where Are They Now on Channel 7.
Oh, okay.
And that's going to be on Sunday night. And now there's probably a lot of listeners out there that are saying, who the hell is Albie Mangles?
Mm. Now, and where is he now?
Exactly, exactly. I mean, that will be explained on Sunday night, but we're hoping to give a little bit of an update before then.
A scoop.
Yeah, there were people out there like the Leyland brothers. There was Malcolm Douglas.
Mm-hmm.
To a lesser extent nowadays, there's a Steve Irwin.
Yep, that guy out of Wolf Creek.
Yeah, as well. Yeah, basically adventurers that travel around the world, just doing different things, going on adventures.
Finding out about the bush.
Exactly.
Bush Tucker Man, he was another one. Did you mention him?
That's right. Yeah. Oh, I didn't mention him. Yeah, Les. But Albie Mangles, to me, had a very special place in my heart. He was a poet. He was a philosopher.
Pioneer.
He flies planes. He flies helicopters. He flies hot air balloons. He drives heavy machinery. This guy does everything. And he does it all with his dog Jack beside him.
Who can also drive heavy machinery and some light aircraft as well.
Yeah, I believe he's been left on the top of Jackie O's car as well several times.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I heard the Prince Henrik of Denmark's got dibs on him.
Oh, is that well, apparently, there was World Safari 1, 2 and 3, and there may be another one on the way, we're not sure, but we're going to be talking to an Albie Mangles expert a little bit later on in the show.
Ooh.
So stick around for that. We'll find out more about Albie Mangles this evening. On the Brad and Max Show, Brisbane's B105.
You're on Brisbane's B105. It's the Brad and Max Show. Welcome aboard.
We're talking Albie Mangles this evening. He was an adventurer through the 80s. We're talking Steve Irwin-style guy, Malcolm Douglas-style, Leyland Brothers-style guy, but he was a man unto himself. And we're speaking to an expert on him this evening, Shortbread. How you doing, mate?
Well, thanks.
Mate, now you are an Albie Mangles expert because you started the original Albie Mangles website.
Well, that is true. Back in 1997, the internet was pretty young. I'd gone searching to find out some information about him, and I found nothing. And I thought, well, you know, someone's got to do something about that. I decided to make it my mission.
All this porn and no Albie. The balance must be righted.
Now, he's a very difficult man to track down, as you've learnt over the years.
Yep.
And you guys decided in 96 to try and track the man down.
Yeah, look, it was a pretty lame attempt.
Okay.
It was kind of like a byline to a two-week Central Australian tour that we did. And it was just three of us, me and two other mates, and we jumped in the back of a combi van and went driving out to Ayers Rock and Alice Springs and then down from there to South Australia because we had a pretty good idea he was down there somewhere.
Yeah.
Had there been Albie sightings in that area?
Oh, yeah, there had been plenty over the years. That's right. And the good oil was he was down there somewhere. And we thought it was the York Peninsula or something like that. But, you know, the trip didn't get off to too good of a start.
Sure.
We started playing World Safari 3 in our portable VCR.
Yes, very nice.
And TV in the back of the van.
My personal favourite, World Safari, yes.
Yeah, indeed. Oh, number 3 was your personal favourite?
Yes.
Oh, good job.
Unlike other sequels, it just gets better.
That's right.
World Safari.
Well, you see, one of the guys who was with us was sitting there in the back of the van watching it, and he just exclaimed halfway through the movie, "I can't hack this."
Oh, really?
Oh, no.
So, you know...
He was ousted off the tour, of course.
Yeah, did you leave him there? Like,
well, he kind of put a bit of a dampener on it. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Was he more of a Malcolm Douglas fan, or is it just...
Leyland Brothers, I would think. That's the sort of attitude you get from those guys.
It is.
Now, he is this week, he's going to be on Where Are They Now?
Oh, he's not, really.
This Sunday night, he's on Where Are They Now?
Oh, you're pulling my leg.
No joke at all, Shortbread, I wouldn't...
Hopefully Mel can resist his manly charms, and indeed even Koshy.
Yeah.
Because once Albie puts on the Albie magic, there's no resisting
it. That's pretty impressive. He has not had a significant media presence since about 1989.
It definitely has to go on the website.
Oh, yeah, it will.
Now, you guys, you did get to meet him. It took years, though, didn't it?
It did. It did. When I first put the website up, within a few months, he actually wrote an email to us, and I almost thought it was a hoax at first.
Sure.
But it was such a strange email that, in fact, in one sense, it indicated that it was a real thing, because he just said, oh, you know, thanks for the write-up, guys, but, you know, what's it all about? And I thought, you know, only he would not understand why someone would want to put that website up about him.
Was it like was it an X-Files type of thing? Did he go like, you're on the right track, keep following the clues? Is it... You know, he wanted you to track him down?
He was just bemused. He didn't even really make any comment.
Because we were thinking, yes, it would be very hard to get an interview with the guy.
Oh, so many people have tried, and a lot of other people have tried, you know, ringing and writing to me and saying, oh, can you help me help set up an interview with him?
Yeah.
And I forward on the emails. I hardly ever get anything back. Mm. There was a couple of guys who got very close a couple of years ago.
Sure.
And at the last moment, when they were all set up to do a huge documentary on him, yep. He pulled out at the last moment.
Well, I want to do is have an intervention with him and tell him to not be in small aircraft anymore. I want to say, Albie, look, as a friend, as a follower, as a disciple, I don't know, you know, an Albie disciple, of course.
The cult of Albie.
That's right. Yeah. You know, I think it's time to get out of the sky. Shortbread, when I get my butt down to Adelaide, we're definitely going to have beers and trade Albie stories.
I'm surprised that with that amount of popularity that Albie didn't get into politics. It would have been a natural move.
True.
I would think.
If Peter Garrett can do it, anyone can do it.
He would have secured all the Nationals' votes. Everyone in the bush would have voted for him.
Actually, I'm not sure that's true.
Well, thank you very much once again, Shortbread. Appreciate your time, mate.
Pleasure.